Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the death of Christ our Lord, our Redeemer, from start to finish. We celebrate it. To celebrate something is to praise it and to make it famous. And we sang those words last night at our Maundy Thursday service. The death of Jesus Christ our Lord, we celebrate with one accord. It is our comfort in distress, our heart's sweet joy and happiness. The Christian church celebrates something else today too. March 25th is the Feast of the Annunciation, exactly 9 months before Christmas Day, the time required for the gestation of a human child. It celebrates the incarnation of Jesus, the start of our Lord's human life, the day of our Lord's conception by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin's womb. It's said that the early church chose March 25th for the Annunciation because the early church generally recognized March 25th as the actual day of Christ's crucifixion, and so figured that other vitally important events for mankind must have also happened on the same day, including our Lord's conception and Israel's crossing over the Red Sea on dry ground, and even the creation of Adam. Maybe so. The dates are irrelevant. What matters is that everything truly comes full circle on Good Friday. And it truly is worthy of our celebration. God said to Adam, "In the day that you eat of it, you will surely die." Adam ate from the forbidden tree. And in so doing, he earned death and condemnation for himself, and he became the father of an infected race, thoroughly infected with sin and corruption, so that, as we confess in our Augsburg Confession, all who are naturally born are born with sin, that is, without the fear of God, without trust in God, and with the inclination to sin. So you weren't born into this world innocent or sinless or even neutral. And God wasn't waiting to see what you would do with your life, whether you would earn his praise or whether you would earn his condemnation. You started out life condemned and unable to do a single thing about it. That's how everyone starts out. That's one of the most basic facts of the Christian faith. But from the moment that Adam sinned, actually from before the foundations of the world were laid, God set in motion a plan of salvation, a plan to redeem our fallen race, to buy us back, to rescue us from our slavery to sin, death, and the devil. And it all revolved around just one man who would be born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law. That redemption was pictured with the Passover lamb and its blood over the door frames of the Israelites' houses, and in connection with it, the crossing of the Israelites over the Red Sea, as God delivered them safely from their enemy, as they crossed over from slavery to freedom, from death to life. But the real redemption would not come through the blood of an animal, but through the blood of a spotless, sinless man. Not one who was naturally born of a father and a mother as we are, for then he would have been born with sin as we are. But a man conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, true God and true man, conceived to be our Redeemer from sin. Now, Christ had many opportunities to turn back from being our Redeemer, to turn back from the cross. Many opportunities to set aside the cup of suffering that his Father had prepared for him. But doing the will of God and becoming the Redeemer of the race that he had chosen to make his own, that was his greatest desire. So Jesus went through with it. Every day of his life, from start to finish, from his conception by the Holy Spirit to his birth of the Virgin Mary, all the way through the final day of his mortal life as he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. And now, what? We sang that last night too. He blotted out with his own blood the judgment that against us stood. He full atonement for us made, and all our debt he fully paid. This is what we celebrate today. The perfect sacrifice that Jesus the Christ offered up to God to atone for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. So that all people from every nation, tribe, language, and people might plead the blood of Christ before the judgment of God, might flee in faith to him, the Lamb of God, be baptized in his name, and thus cross over from slavery to freedom, from death to life, forgiven, justified, and having a Father in heaven who is gracious only for the sake of Jesus Christ. It is this Jesus whose conception and whose death we celebrate today, and really every day we come together around his word and his sacrament. And as we remember this week in our review of the Small Catechism, it is this Jesus who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. Christ Jesus, our Redeemer, from start to it is finished. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.